Leader of Opposition, LOP, in the Maharashtra Assembly, Vijay Vadettivar, has raised concerns regarding the Law and Order situation in Mumbai following the killing of Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, leader Baba Siddiq, reported news agency ANI. The Congress leader questioned whether Maharashtra is heading towards a crime landscape similar to that of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. Baba Siddiq shot dead. Mumbai again becoming crime hub, says Vadettivar. Congress leader Vadettivar has called for the resignation of Home Minister Devendra Phadnvis, insisting that he must take responsibility for the incident, and the shooters have been arrested. The police are investigating, but today, such gangsters and criminals are coming and opening fire in public places at Mumbai. If a ruling party leader can be shot dead, then the safety of common people has become a big question in Mumbai. Is Mumbai again becoming a crime hub? Is Maharashtra going in the direction of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar? This fear is haunting us now. The Home Minister should have resigned by now. The way the crime rates have increased in Maharashtra, he should take responsibility, said Vijay Vadettivar. Baba Siddiq was shot twice in the chest before being rushed to Mumbai's Leelavati Hospital for emergency treatment, where he succumbed to his injuries on Saturday night, ANI stated. In response to the incident, Speaker of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly, Rahul Narvekar, expressed his condolences and emphasized the need for strict governmental action, and it's a very unfortunate and saddening incident and I believe that the government will take the strictest action. The legal procedure is going on, the police is doing its work, and I don't think that it's good to create any kind of pressure on them, Narvekar stated. Baba Siddiq shot dead. Leelavati Hospital doctors confirm bullet wounds and Dr. Jaleel Parkar, a physician at the hospital, shared details of Siddiq's condition upon arrival. Around 9:30 p.m, Baba Siddiq was brought here. When he arrived in the emergency room, his pulse and blood pressure were unrecordable, and the ECG showed a flat line. We shifted him to the ICU. He was declared dead around 11:27 p.m. He had bullet wounds on his chest, Dr. Parkar added. Dr. Nitin Gokhale, a cardiologist at Leelavati Hospital, confirmed that Siddiq had 2 gunshot wounds to his chest. He added that the exact number of bullets would be determined following a post-mortem examination. Baba Siddiq was brought in with no pulse or blood pressure. He had 2 gunshot wounds to his chest. We initiated emergency resuscitation measures and shifted him to the ICU. He was declared dead at 11:27 p.m. The total number of bullets will be confirmed after the postmortem, said Dr. Gokhale, reported ANI, and